Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, who joins us each week. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, in this high-profile case of Nexium, there have been more arrests.
On Tuesday, there was the latest shoe to drop in this federal investigation to the self-help organization Nexium. Been based in the Capital Region for a couple of decades. The latest development was quite a bombshell yesterday. There were federal indictments of four more key figures. There were arrests in Albany and also New York City. The co-founder, who lives in Clifton Park, Nancy Salzman, she was arrested along with her daughter, Lauren, and a bookkeeper, who all, according to federal authorities, really involved in this, what they've described as a pyramid scheme. In the national media, there have been some description of Nexium as a sex cult. The feds have stopped short of that, but they do describe in the indictments handed up yesterday that this was a pyramid scheme and that the charges against these folks, that they were running a criminal enterprise that involved money laundering, extortion, identity theft, et cetera. And what they're accusing these individuals is taking part in all kinds of layers in this illegal operation, recruiting members, intimidating them if they tried to leave, helping to recruit sex partners for the founder, this Keith Raniere individual. Probably the biggest arrest actually yesterday in this case, a woman named Claire Bronfman. She's one of the daughters of the Seagram's empire, the liquor company fortune. And she was arrested and arraigned in Brooklyn. And she is supposed to be the money source and one of the main players involved in this operation, bankrolling the operation. There have been reports that she and her sister have somehow diverted over $100 million into the Nexium organization. She was able to post a $100 million bond for her release yesterday. So they're dealing with a lot of money. They're due back in court, some of them today. So we'll be following that up.
To another case has involved State Assembly candidate Robert Smullen. He's been charged with felony over tax reduction. Explain this.
In the 118th Assembly race right here in the Capital Region, there's been a lot of back and forth about his residency. What we reported a few months ago is that he owns two homes, one in Johnstown, which is in the 118th Assembly District, but then one in Niskayuna, which isn't in the district. What his rivals started to point out a few months ago is that he had sought and received tax exemptions on both properties, and in particular, the one in question that he backed off was a disabled veterans tax exemption in Niskayuna. So when we reported a few months ago, he acknowledged that he had made a mistake. He said he was a retired veteran. He's moved around the world a lot. And he said when he moves places, there's a lot of paperwork to be done. And this was one of those things that slipped through the cracks. So he said he went into Niskayuna Town Hall and he removed the exemption. But one of his rivals in the election filed charges or actually made a complaint to the state police who investigated. And then yesterday filed a felony against him, filing a false instrument. So that's a pretty big development. We don't normally see in the back and forth in a political case like this, something resulting in felony charges. So he pleaded not guilty to it. He was arraigned, says he's going to fight it. He says it's nothing more than a political smear job. He feels he'll be exonerated. But it's a big issue going forward because if he is elected to the assembly seat, he wouldn't be able to sit if he was convicted of a felony. So going forward, it'll be interesting to see what happens, whether this gets resolved before the election.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us each Wednesday. You can find out more at Daily Gazette.com. Miles, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, David. Take care. Bye-bye.